David Hefner has won cash and prizes totaling $24,190. Today, one of our contestants could win video equipment, a diamond ring, a shopping spree, or a trip to Puerto Rico. And continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this bowl and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thanks, Daniel Lewis. I hope you're having a good day. Thank you for spending part of it with us here at Sale of the Century. Good champion. Let's welcome him back. David Hefner. Hi, David.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and so are you.
So far.
Boy, for somebody who likes to travel, well, you've got a trip to New York, you've got a trip to Hawaii, great trip to Singapore, at $10,500 in cash and a diamond ring on the last show. Not too shabby.
Not bad.
Are you ready to go again?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to get easier, but it doesn't.
What's more fun than selling ice cream, I would guess, right?
It's a lot more fun.
Yeah, because David's got you have an antique ice cream parlor, right?
That sounds
like a lot of fun. Nice to have you back here. Good luck. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Wouldn't you like to go visit his ice cream emporium?
My favorite is Rocky Road ice cream.
Rocky Road? I like vanilla. I'm dull. What do I know? What'd you bring us?
She follows in the footsteps of Florence Nightingale, originally from Lapeer, Michigan. A warm welcome to Patricia Wozniak.
Hello there, Patricia.
And he's a classic kind of guy from Sacramento, California. Let's meet Phil Laprizi.
Phil?
Yeah, I just like plain orange strawberry. See you a little later with some bargains. Phil, a classy kind of guy. What does that mean?
Well, I've been a elementary school teacher for the last 9 years. I've got 36 kids now, and for 8 hours a day, they're all mine.
You teach a class, right?
Yes, I do.
That's good work. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And talking about good work, I assume following Florence Nightingale's footsteps, Patricia, you are a nurse, yes?
I'm a registered nurse, and I've recently become certified in California.
Oh, that's nice. So where were you before?
Oh, I was certified in Michigan and in Tennessee.
All right, well, I hope you enjoy it out here in California.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy your stay here with us. Good luck to all three of you. $20 starts all three of you off in this question. Three of early TV's most popular faces were those of Cook LaFran. David?
Ollie.
Ollie is the other. $5 for the correct answer. The champion goes to $25. In the Old West, what was the main cargo of a chuck wagon? David?
Food.
Food
beans.
Is right. That was the kitchen. Food beans. Didn't have to be that graphic, David. Yes. David goes to $30. I remember Mel Brooks' movie, don't you? What comes in the following varieties? Identical, fraternal, and Phil!
Twins.
Twins is right. Phil gets his first five to 25. According to the old saying, practice makes, David?
Perfect.
Perfect it is. David to 35. He's quick with that buzzer. From the Spanish for little cake comes the name of this round, flat Mexican bread. David?
Tortilla.
Made from cornmeal. Tortilla is exactly what it is. And David hits the 40 out of us. What a strong segment for the champion. And it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, and already the champion has moved out to a $15 lead. So David with a $15 lead over Phil, $20 lead over Patricia, can we interest you? Oh, we got something beautiful for you. It's going to cost just $6. I will tease you with that, and Summer will tell you all about it.
David, you'll really cook in the kitchen thanks to a Hardwick microwave oven. Time and energy efficient with solid state timing accuracy. Cook by time or temperature. Computerized control at the turn of a dial. Furnished by Hardwick Stove Company. Plus a collection of high quality cookware and electric appliances from Regalware. Regal is making things better for you. And it's normally priced at $811. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
That's a big instant bargain early on. Would you put that down, Karen? So it's the microwave and a lot of other wonderful cooking utensils.
That is beautiful.
Are you the cook in the house or is Glenda?
No, I'm afraid she does the cooking.
Glenda does the cooking. Well, Glenda's here rooting for you. Glenda, you like this stuff?
Don't try to get me in trouble now.
I'm going to help you. Now, if you give this to Glenda, I'll give something to you. Cost you $6. You've got a $15 lead. You would still have a $9 lead. I'll make it an over $1,000 bargain by giving you $200 in cash to buy vegetables to go with all that good stuff.
That's some lettuce for the process.
Going once. Going twice. He's going to buy. You've got the food processor, a lot of good things, the microwave, $200 in cash, over a $1,000 bargain for just six. Will you knock it off your score? Still a nine down the lead for the champion. She played one of Charlie's original angels before, Patricia?
Kate Jackson.
Before she became the best friend of a TV spy called Scarecrow, you've got the right one. Kate Jackson it is.
Right.
Patricia ties Phil for 20 at 25. In what U.S. state are you vacationing if you're lying on the beach at Martha's Vineyard?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts it is, and David gets five of the six back that he spent. In what classic novel would you find an evil peg-legged pirate named Phil? Named Long John Silver, that's in Treasure Island. You lose five of the incorrect answers. Sorry about that, Phil, down to 20. But you can make it up now. As a matter of fact, you can make up twice that much. $10 money card on the board as we play the fame game for control of that board. Players, we're looking for a famous person. I am an actor born in Massachusetts in 1925 with the middle name Euler. I was active in dramatics at Harvard. And after serving as an ensign in the Navy during World War II, I appeared on radio and in off-Broadway productions. My Navy experience came in handy when I appeared in Mr. Roberts. David.
Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon is right. Yes, indeed. And with the first real solid information, David gets control. Where's that $10 money card, Summit?
Behind the six.
Well, the lights are flashing. If you can stop the lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. We're locked into your buzzer, David. Good luck.
Come on, Big Ten. Come on, Big Ten.
Way down, number seven. What does he get?
A scanner. A Regency Z-Cam 10-channel programmable scanner. It lets you tune in police, fire, and emergency frequencies. Furnished by Regency.
Oh, and you're driving through the desert in Nevada.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. And that's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And he's got a $14 lead. If he hangs on, he gets a fourth crack at that winner's board. We'll be back to see if he can do it after this. David at 39, Patricia at 25, Phil at 20. This question for five. What American Indian name is given to the dish of corn and lima beans, David?
Succotash.
When you cook them together, succotash it is. It is an American Indian name. David over the $40 mark. In the 1956 hit, Elvis Presley checked into this hotel, David.
Heartbreak Hotel.
On Lonely Street, it was indeed Heartbreak Hotel. David the 49. What do you call the poker hand in which all of the cards are the same suit? David.
A flush.
That's what it is. You live in Nevada, huh?
Yeah.
David, over the $50 mark. In Vietnam, soldiers of the special forces were known by a name, Phil.
Green Berets.
That's what it is. With their colorful hats, Green Berets, right? Phil ties Patricia for second place. But David, again, an instant bargain, and you've got yourself a pretty good lead and the opportunity to... Oh, let's get carried away here.
David, we'd love to see this gift go flying into your home. Lovely carpeting. Galaxy's Fifth Avenue Markless Beauty Collection. A luxurious, durable carpeting of nylon. Reduces footprints and vacuum marks. Furnished by Galaxy. And it's normally priced at $1,079. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Wow. Didn't go home tonight, your mother said, what'd you do for today for a living? I sat in a bunch of carpets on it, made like I was flying. Isn't that weird? But you look good doing it, Darrell. I must say. David.
Carpets.
Carpets. Over $1,000 worth of carpets. And we promise your wife, Glenda, Dara doesn't come with it, so. Is that good, Glenda? Right, she said. Over $1,000 for $11. If you buy the carpeting, over $1,000 worth of carpeting for $11, you would still have a big $18 lead. But in spite of that, what, Patricia?
I said he can do it. He should do his home.
That's right. Yeah. Do your home with carpet.
Well, I got a 110-year-old building that doesn't really need carpets, but they're beautiful.
Does it need 300 in cash to go
well,
with it for 11 bucks?
Well, I might use that.
Going once.
Buy it.
Going twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy that. Got yourself a $1,379 bargain for $11. We knock it off your score, and still, pretty good lead. David at 43. Patricia, you talked him into it. Way to go.
All right.
What is the tallest member of the animal kingdom? David.
A giraffe.
Giraffe is exactly right. He gets five of the 11 right now. For years, he closed his nightly newscast with the words, and that's the way it is. Phil.
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. You're right. Phil goes to 30. Yes. The Scandinavian countries consist of Norway, Sweden, and David?
Finland.
Yes, we will accept that. Denmark is what we're looking for, but you can also accept Iceland or Finland. And you got one of them, you've got another five. Well done. What kind of sickness are you suffering if you've developed mal de mer? David?
Seasickness.
Seasickness is right. That champ is tough. He goes to 58. Finish this saying. Hear no evil, see no... Patricia? See no evil, speak no evil. So you lose five. I'm sorry about that, Patricia. Well, she might have been thrown because, see, now that she's moved here to California, it's a little different here in California. The way that saying goes here is, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, and you'll never be a success at a Hollywood party. We'll be right back. David Hepner was telling me why did you buy that carpeting in the instant bargain, David?
Well, to be thoroughly honest with you, I was redoing two rooms in the old building with carpet, and it's on order, but I haven't paid for it yet, and I'm afraid the salesman just lost an order.
Just lost it. Well, I'm glad it's something you can use. David at 58, Patricia at 20, Phil at 30. Back to the fame game, and another money card goes up on the board. Identify a famous person. I was born in Tennessee in 1786. When I was age 13, I attended school for the first and only time and ran away after 4 days. I became a justice of the peace, a congressman, and a colonel in the Tennessee militia. I opposed much of the legislation favored by President Andrew Jackson. David?
Davy Crockett.
Nicely solved. Davy Crockett it is, yes. And Davy gets control of the board. Where's that $15 money card?
I'm at five.
Two of them to shoot four, locked into your buzzer. Good luck.
Come on, 15.
Oh, you missed it. Lands on number 9. What does he get this time?
A hearth stove. Sierra's Cricket on a Hearth. It inserts tested in major zero clearance fireplaces or installs freestanding. Closer to combustibles than many wood stoves. Furnished by Sierra.
We use a lot of them up where I live.
Yeah, that'll go great. I love that. Davy Crockett went to school for 4 days and became a congressman. Seems some of them don't go to school that long. Okay, back to this for five. Our newest national holiday is Martin Luther King Day. David?
October.
Nope. What month is it celebrated? January is the month. Champion takes a backward step. First time in a while, down to 53. From the Latin for half yearly comes this word used by schools to divide, David.
Semiannual.
To divide the academic year into two equal parts, that is semester. And the champion loses another five, down to 48. But still, he's got that $18 lead. The Oscar-winning actress who wrote a best-selling book in the 70s titled Don't Fall Off the Mountain is, David.
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine is right. He gets five right back, and again over the $50 mark. And David, with a $23 lead, you like antiques and you like beautiful things. How about these beautiful things?
David, deck out your decor with these lovely matching armchairs, hand-painted and lacquered with delicate figures of noble ladies of leisure depicted on the seats, furnished by Art Famille, and it's normally priced at $1,200. But today on sale of the century, the year's for only $15.
Wow, very nice. Almost don't want to sit on them there for $15. These two hand-done chairs, very unusual.
They're beautiful.
$1,200 it would cost normally, $15 here. You've got a $23 lead, so you would still have an $8 lead if you bought them. If you bought them, I would throw in $200 in cash to go with it. You'd still have the lead, David. Going once, going twice. No sale on the chair. Oh, David, sale surprise went with it. And, if you had bought them, you also would have gotten, as a surprise, $800 in cash. Didn't buy.
I bought everything till the sales surprise.
I've always wanted to do this. Now that I'm sick, could we turn this around and let me take a ride with you guys while we go? We will be back right after this commercial message. Home, James. Champion holds on to the lead. David at 53, Phil at 30, Patricia at 20. Back with us. Name the two oceans that border Australia. Phil.
Indian and Pacific.
You got them both. Nicely solved. Phil at 35. In one of history's most famous incidents, Queen Elizabeth I of England allowed another queen to be executed. David.
Anne Boleyn.
No. Mary Queen of Scots. That was the other queen, and David loses five, down to 48. In movies, this private eye has been portrayed by Robert Mitchum, Humphrey Bogart, Phil.
Marlowe.
Phil is right. Philip Marlowe. Yes. And Phil here goes to 40 within $8 of David. And all three money cards will be up on the board with the third and final crack of the fame game. Famous person. I was born in 1925 in Pennsylvania with the middle name Anthony. I earned an engineering degree, which got me to Detroit. There I realized sales, not engineering, was my true calling. 10 years later, I became the father of...
David? Iacocca?
Of the Ford Mustang. You are right, Lee Iacocca it is. I see. David very importantly gets control of that board, and now where's that big $25 money card?
Behind the four.
Straight across. Whoa. Three money cards locked into your buzzer. Good
Come
luck.
Come on, 25.
No. Oh. Lands on number eight, and he gets...
Draperies. Spring dress draperies with rounded pleats that hang straight side to side, top to bottom. Beautiful draperies furnished by Spring Crest Drapery Center.
Beautiful. Cancel David's drapery order.
Yeah. I didn't have any draperies on order, but those are beautiful.
And now we finish up the game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? And it is David at 48, Phil at 40, Patricia at 20. And good luck as we start the speed round now. What state uses the postal abbreviation FL?
Phil. Florida.
Right. What TV cowboy's best friend called him Kemosabe? David.
The Lone Ranger.
Right. Name the American politician who married actress Jane Wyman in 1940. Patricia.
Ronald Reagan.
Right. What animal would you most likely find in an aviary? Phil.
Birds.
Right. According to the song, what month is busting out all over? David.
June.
Right. Name the capital of Puerto Rico. David.
San Juan.
Right. On what part of his body would a cowboy wear his chaps?
David. His legs.
Right. In what government building would you find the red, blue, and green rooms? David.
The Pentagon.
Wrong. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Phil.
Michelangelo.
Right. What was the last name of silent film sisters Lillian and Dorothy? David.
Gish.
Right. What was the primary material used in the sculptures by Marie Toussaint? Patricia.
Ceramics.
Wrong. England and Wales share an island with what other nation? David.
Scotland.
Right. Name the country that was led into World War II by a man named Tojo. Phil.
Japan.
Right. Name the marvelous 1980. The time is up, and David has done it again with a $15 win. Congratulations. Back to David in just a moment. First of all, Madame Tussaud, oh, it's the wax museum. Wax is the primary material there. And the red, blue, and green rooms are all found in the White House. Yes, David knew it now. But we have to say goodbye to Phil and Patricia, and David got that lead and just hung on. Unfortunately, they didn't get a chance to pick up anything along the way, but we thank you both for a very well-played game. And Phil, towards the end there, you really pushed the champion. Congratulations on that. Thank you both for joining us. But David Hefner did it again, and he joins me at the winner's board. Come on, David.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Everything's close.
That's right. Well, you went in with an $8 lead, and you came out with a $13 win. And again, we congratulate you. And now you've got the opportunity for, as you said, you love trips.
I love trips.
How about a trip to Puerto Rico?
I'll
it's
take
up
it.
There. Okay. There is a shopping spree, that's cash, and a game table, which is beautiful. And this might be very nice for you and your wife. Take a look at this, Jay.
Home entertainment never looks so good than with this fabulous video pair. First, this lightweight color camera with removable microphone. Plus, an 8-hour versatile video cassette recorder furnished by Sharp. And this prize is worth $1,300.
All right. Nice prize.
Yeah.
It's up here on the board. You make a match, and the prize is yours. So good luck, David. Start picking.
Okay, let's try number five.
Number five to start off with. Trip to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, love it. Number three.
Number three. Looking for a match, $3,000 in cash.
Number 15.
Number 15. Video package.
How about number 18?
Number 18. Is it a match? Yes, it is. $3,000 in cash. That is a very nice match. Dara's got a little suitcase for you. Congratulations. Yep, $3,000 in cash. Now, I asked you before. Yes, you got $10,000 before up there. Now you got another three. Any idea what you'll do with this money?
Well, my wife has a little button she wears that says when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. And she'll probably be able to handle it.
Yes, she'll handle it pretty well. We will be right back with David right after this commercial timeout.
I'm good on money.
That's good to be good on money, absolutely. Well done. Well done.
Always remind me.
I would like to have you, David Hefner. He finds money up there on that board.
Yeah,
well done. He's not letting go of that thing either. Well, he could stay here till he gets everything off that board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash.
That would be over $100,000 in cash and prizes. And David, wow, in addition to some lovely prizes like the trip to Singapore I know you're going to enjoy, your cash total is now $14,000. And cash and prizes, David will be back against two new challenges with $30,818. See you next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Well done.
Manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.